Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this June 23rd, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here, welcoming into the studio. Let me make sure I get this right. Reverend Beth Ron Habhager. No, Beth is
close.
With Beth.
Roan Habhager.
I knew it as soon as I was doing it that I messed up the joke. But our good friend Beth is with us here at everything. We appreciate you being here, Beth. I do want to real quickly get in. Appreciate the work that you put in over at 105.5 WIR. And having you out in the public out there this weekend was a lot of fun, and heard great things from everybody. So thanks for all the work.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun to be there. Yeah, that's my alter ego on 105.5 WIRI, known as Dottie B.
And we certainly appreciate your work on The Kitchen's Open on the morning show.
Thank
it was a lot
you.
Of fun with you this morning, and we appreciate you doing what you're doing there. Encourage any business out there to be a part of things and to sponsor that segment, The Kitchen's Open. We'd love to have you.
It's so much fun to be able to learn a little bit more and find topics, and I'm always looking for suggestions. So if there's something that you want to hear, just let me know, and I'd be glad to start to do some research on that as well.
Putting some focus on the Wisconsin Rapids and Moravian Church today, and you have a number of different events going on this summer that are pretty fun. I want to get to with you. One of them is the 4th of July Broad Fride that is right around the corner.
It is. It just, you know, only about 2 weeks away. It's shocking how quickly it is coming, and it's an annual thing for us. So we are pretty much the only Broad Fride, unless you're going to Quality Foods. On this side of the river. So if you're on the west side of the river, you can come find us. And this year, in addition to, you know, the hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, brats, we are adding walking tacos to our menu. So it's a chance to have
nice.
Something that you don't have to stick around at a table. If you want to just still walk around with something to eat, it will be there and available for you. It's a wonderful chance to get to see the church, to get to see us, to talk. It's something we look forward to, not just because it's a fundraiser for us, but it's a chance for us to interact with our community, and we love to be, you know, meet new people and interact with people.
And I really, I can't encourage people enough to, if you have thoughts or questions, it's a perfect opportunity to bring them up and ask them. I know early on in our friendship, Beth, I would get hesitant to ask you things. It was by the second question I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
You're not only you yourself are so easy to talk to, but Moravians in general and so much of this are really such welcoming people. And really, if you've ever been curious, I think even regardless of faith here necessarily, just out of curiosity, I think that this is one of the, in fact, I know for a fact that this is one of the things that we do in society. We can get better at understanding each other, and with more understanding, less hate.
And
that's a key part of this too. So there's that bridge there and some great food.
Yes. And we've been told that we are the best kept secret.
Yes.
We are a very historic church, and we have no problem talking about where we came from and what we believe. And we are the type of denomination that we don't force our faith on anyone, but we're more than willing to share what we are and what we believe and answer any questions that people might have.
Yeah, looking forward to this. Also looking forward to those brats.
Yes.
There's something about this time of year.
Yes.
There's something about it.
And we're fortunate enough, we have a member of the congregation that has some connections and gets some hamburgers. And I think they're going to be about a half pound, you know, at least a quarter to a half a pound hamburgers that are actually also purchased by a restaurant. So they're restaurant quality hamburgers.
We're
not shirking you over here.
Well, and not for nothing, I would imagine that all of you have a very, very good connection. A really good connection.
Well, our benefits are out of this world.
They really are.
Nicely done.
And when will so the Broad Fry, we're looking forward to this. It will be on the 4th?
It will be on the 4th of July, and we set it up just off of our parking lot, which is off the corner of 3rd Avenue and Goggins Street on South west of Wisconsin Rapids. We begin this year, we're actually starting earlier this year, about an hour earlier. We'll start going at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're going to go till about 8:30 because we need time to clean up, because we have to have everything put away and be out of our building before the fireworks start at 9:30 because it's considered part of the fallout zone for the fireworks.
Wow.
So we need to evacuate the building and make sure it stays safe, and we can't actually get back into the building until the fire department comes and clears it. They come up and they look at the ceiling and make sure that none of the debris that has fallen is still alive or catching fire. So it's a safety issue. But we do have a great viewing spot. If you come around the building, right in front of the parsonage on 1st Avenue South, you can see, have a great vantage point of the fireworks. It's one of the best spots that you can be. We do use our parking lot as well towards the end of the evening, specifically for handicap parking. So if you you have mobility issues and you want to be able to see the fireworks and have a good view of that, you can come over to the church and park in our parking lot. We'll have a, they usually have a handicapped porta potty there as well, mm-hmm. so there are restroom facilities available for you, and you just walk, you know, get wheeled or walk around the church, and you've got a great view of those fireworks.
It's one of my notes that I did. I forgot. I wanted to mention. I appreciate that so much. Thanks for mentioning mm-hmm. that, Beth. I think that I know for a fact that's come in handy for a number of our people out there before having that option. And that is really interesting about the building. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Every year we watch from our kitchen window the orange barrier that goes up between our house and the church as a reminder that that's where, you know, the safety lines are, and that's okay, and we don't mind that at all. And we like to be accessible to people of all abilities and all ages. So that's one of the reasons we do the parking for our handicapped and senior community members. But as a part of our Brat Fry, we're also going to have a kids table available that'll have crayons and some coloring pages and some other activities there, because we want to make it a welcoming space for anyone and everyone.
Very cool. And this will not be your only Brat Fry this year.
It will not.
I love when people combine things, especially our nonprofit. I think nobody does it better than our nonprofits. And this is a perfect, if you were trying to, like, what can I come up with around in this central Wisconsin, in Wisconsin Rapids? What is a perfect combination of things? Good luck topping a rummage sale and a Brat Fry.
We tried this for the first time last year and found that it really worked well. And the Brat Fry will be happening in our parking lot, and the rummage sale will either be on the front lawn by where the giant brick cross tower is, or within the building itself, especially if it's a hot, hot day. We want to be able to offer a cool place for people to come into. And we have been having things donated to the church from our members throughout the spring already. So we've already started pricing some things. We found it just was a wonderful way to do it, and we're doing it in connection with the farmers market as well. So it'll be on a Saturday morning. So if you're heading downtown from the farmers market anyway, you can stop by the church, get some lunch, check out what we have available. We're looking to try to sell as much of it as we can, and it's a great way for us to, again, interact with the community. And you never know what treasures you're going to find if you come by the church. And so with the success of last year, you know, maybe this is going to become an annual thing. I'll even say this is our second annual.
There you go.
Because we've now repeated it.
I think that you might want to get used to doing this. I don't think this is going to, I mean, I've been wrong before, but I don't think I am on this one. I think it's going to be a very well attended event. It's a mm-hmm. fun event. The time of year when you're doing it, I think, is really good too. Mm-hmm. That works out. You can be looking for this in August.
Right. August 2nd.
Yeah, that's perfect time of year to be doing this, I mm-hmm. think. When it comes to rummage sales, our community, we're going to promote the heck out of this, and we're going to talk about it a lot. Our community, you don't even need to.
Right.
The rummage sale, they can sniff these out. They mm-hmm. know when a rummage sale is happening. So this is, I have no doubt, is going to be very well attended. When it comes to items, Beth, it sounds like some of these have been donated and stuff.
Correct.
Are you looking for any more items, or we're good on that?
We're really looking for from within our congregation at this point. Now, if you happen to be stopping by to drop off books and have one or two things that you want to drop off, we could also take those as well. We just need to know that they're designated for the different events.
Yeah. And be on the lookout for that, everybody. We'll be talking more about it next month and mm-hmm. getting people ready for it in August. That'll be fun, though.
Let's go. Looking forward to it.
And Beth, we have to remind everybody about the book bin. Speaking of books, the book bin that is out there right now for people to use.
Every October, we are well into our 20th and beyond year of hosting the community book sale that happens every October. It's going to be, I believe, the 9th through the 11th this year. So it's that kind of a weekend. It's a Thursday through Saturday. It's mm-hmm. that second weekend in October. And we put the bin out from Memorial Day. So it's been out for not quite a month yet. Mm. And it stays up till about the middle of September. And we are looking for any books that are in decent shape that you are no longer reading and you are looking to clear space in your house. It's a great way to kind of look ahead. So if you mm-hmm. like to come to the book sale to buy new books, this is a great time of year to go through the books that you have and say, well, I'm not really reading this one or this one or this one. And we will take those books. We will accept not only books, and we're looking specifically this year again for large print books for the seniors in our community so that they also have an opportunity to find books at our book sale. But we'll accept games and puzzles. We ask that all of the pieces be there with those. Mm-hmm. We'll take CDs, DVDs, LPs. The things that we do not want are things like textbooks and magazines. We find that people really don't want to buy those at this kind of a sale. So we're looking not to accept those kind of things.
I would encourage all you readers out there, too, to look through your book, your library of books. My mom does this every year. She loves this. It's one of her favorite events. And she goes through her many, many, many books. And while she'll find some every year that she wants to donate, she also comes across ones she hasn't read in a while, and she puts away to the side that she's going to read it and stuff. So I think all you readers out there, this is fun on a lot of levels. One, you're really adding to our community. Everybody loves it. There may not be an item that we like to pass on more to strangers than books.
Especially ones that we've loved reading and recommending those books. So to have a place where you can possibly go find that book that's only a dollar or so.
Yeah.
I mean, what better deal can you have? And we have one community member that I talked to in recent years, and I thought this was brilliant. Every time she gets a book, she writes her initials in pencil on a corner page. And that way, when she comes back to the book sale, she looks, and if a book she finds interesting, she'll look to see if she's already gotten it or not.
I love that idea. It's such a great idea. And I don't know. I think it brings us, brings us back to being in school or whatever, or even going to the library and looking at the other names that people had checked it out or something. It's a little like that.
And it did my heart so good because she donates them back then. Mm-hmm. She got them there. She appreciated it. She donates them back so that somebody else can do the same thing, so that we constantly have this rotating supply of books. And the blessing of all of this is we as a church don't keep any of the profit from the sales. Mm-hmm. Everything, 100% of the profit from the sale of all of these items goes towards a scholarship at Mid-State Technical College for a second career student. Yeah. So not your typical high school going into their first career, but somebody who has had life circumstances change and maybe wants to go back, or just has decided, I really don't want to do what I'm doing anymore, but I'd like to explore this other career. There's now a scholarship for them to be able to go back to school and explore that new career.
Yeah, it's a really, really fun thing to talk about. To me, because of all the different things we've touched on already, and we will as we get closer to it and remind people about it, but the way the community comes together for this one, we really got a great community around here.
And we really appreciate it.
Beth, if people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
They can give us a call at the church. It's 715-423-0180. You can head to our website, which is wrmoravian.org. There's more information there, and there'll be more information as we get closer that we'll get posted as well.
And encourage you all out there, all you YouTubers, to go to YouTube, type in there Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. You can see a lot of the things that they're doing over there and catch even some of the sermons that Beth has put on there and everything. I know my father is one that really likes looking at those, and I know there are others out there too, and you do a really good job of those.
Thank you. Thank you. We try. And we are in our summer schedule, so worship is on Sunday morning at 9:30, and we've also added a second service now. It's a more relaxed service that we offer Saturday afternoons at 4 o'clock.
Very cool. Yeah, very cool. And always cool hanging out with you. Thank you, Beth.
You as well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you all out there for joining us. Of course, a great thank you to our friends at Crockett Septic. Another edition of Rapidsport.